Welcome to Beyond Transcripts, the podcast for educators who want to meet and exceed best practices in transcripts and education management. You're running a school. You want to best serve your students. You might not be focused on marketing efforts. You might even think, you know what, we don't really need to market. We've got students, they're happy, that's enough. But marketing isn't just for quote-unquote businesses. Schools can really benefit from looking at marketing in a slightly different way. You market through your website, through the content that you might create, like a blog or your emails. Even social media gives opportunities for your school to really highlight what's unique and special about the offerings and the students. Taking time to market your school doesn't have to be expensive, and it really can help to benefit not only the growth of your school, but the students that you ultimately serve. So stick around and hear how to market your school, not only through some typical strategies, but how your transcript plays a role in your marketing efforts as well. Hi, Matt. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Okay, today we are talking about something very important for schools, marketing. It's probably something they think a lot about, and hopefully we can give some new tips and ideas today. So let's start with the basics. Why does a school actually need to be concerned about marketing?
Well, it's a scary topic for some people.
Yeah.
For sure. And I think people involved in schools a lot of times think, their primary focus is helping students, educating students, helping students achieve their goals, and they don't tend to think of themselves really as a business.
Right.
Because they're not necessarily in it for the money. They're in it to help students. And so they think, well, maybe marketing doesn't apply to me since I'm not running a business. But actually it does, because if you want to attract the most number of students to your school and actually have an impact on the greatest number of people, then you need to know how to market your school to get the attention of those people so they realize what your school can do for them.
Yeah, that's an important sort of shift in perspective, right? That, yes, you may not look at yourself as a business because you're not trying to make money in the sense that a business who does marketing would. But if you want to reach more students, if you want to help more people, you need to spread the word about your school and your offerings. And that's what marketing can ultimately help you do. So I see where that could be feeling very big and scary for a school and for administrators, especially if you don't have, a department or people focused on that.
Absolutely. It's comfortable to think that you can just sit back and students will come to you, but that doesn't always happen.
Right. So that would be nice.
You have to be ready to tell the world how great your school is.
Yeah. And I think it's both, right? It's that, passive marketing where you serve families and kids well, and they do spread the word about your school and they come to you, but then you also have to be marketing more actively. So what are some different ways that schools actually might market themselves?
Well, there's lots of different methods nowadays, especially with the internet.
Right.
I mean, social media can be a great way to get the word out about your school. And that can be really effective too, because not a lot of schools are using it yet. So if you want to be on the cutting edge, that would be something to look into. And then just email marketing, content marketing, providing information, maybe hosting a blog for your school where your teachers and other people there can contribute to the blog on a regular basis.
Yeah,
that might be a great way to get the word out, too. So there's lots of different techniques.
Yeah, I was even thinking your students, if you start a blog, opening it up to your students to allow them to write and create content for you, because how great is that not only for marketing efforts, but then your students have graduated and if they want to pursue writing or other related efforts, they now have content that they can point back to that they've published.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a fantastic idea.
So a school really would want to have a website, right, that explains who they are, what they do, because everyone's Googling, everyone usually starts their search online looking for a homeschool or a charter school option. So you need to really have that online presence. And like you said, that content marketing, the blog, that information is really going to make it so that there's more on the internet about you and your school and makes you easier to find. Google really likes that. Obviously, like you said, you don't want to be playing that, game of SEO and focusing too much on that, but you do need to be searchable for other families.
Absolutely. I mean, a good thing you might try doing is just whatever town you're in, Google that town plus private school or charter school, you know, whatever type of school you have, and see what comes up.
Right.
Because if you already have a website, you want to make sure that you're on the first page of results for those particular terms at a minimum. And it really doesn't take an inordinate amount of time or effort to get yourself on the first page.
Absolutely. And that content creation is definitely one of those good ways to do that, because Google does like those sites that are bringing fresh and relevant content to people. So that's great. And you mentioned social media. So let's talk a little bit more about the role that social media could play in terms of these marketing efforts. What do you think a school could do in terms of using social media to help them?
Well, there's so many different options now between Facebook, Twitter, even Instagram. Mm-hmm. And it seems like there's always new systems coming out. And there are also some really good tools out there, like Edgar, that can automate the posting of content to social media for you. So really, if you're using a system like that, you're probably not going to have to invest much time or effort into regularly posting to those systems. And all of those systems are a great way to just get, you know, a little bit of additional exposure to people who might be looking for a school, or even if they're not looking for a school right now, they might see your posts. And then later on, if they stumble across your blog or your website again, when they're Googling for you, they're going to remember, hey, I saw them on Twitter or on Facebook or something. Right. And it's just going to lend a little bit of extra credibility to your school.
Right. And what people are hopefully sort of hearing or picturing is that these pieces really do go together. So if you want to up your social media efforts, you're probably thinking, well, what do I share? How do I market my school? Well, if you've got a blog, you want to be sharing about your blog posts. You want to maybe be sharing updates about what's going on, or maybe even success stories of your students. And I like what you said about, you know, this is not a lot of time and not a lot of money, because I can imagine that a school in terms of marketing might feel like, well, that's not where we want or can have the money to go. And so, sure, you could do a Facebook ad or, you know, sponsored posts or things like that. But really, you're just talking about sharing about your school and who you are and what you do and connecting with your community. And that doesn't cost money. It takes you some time, but hopefully, you know, it's returned to you in terms of the marketing efforts and getting more families in that you can help support.
Absolutely. And the sooner you start, the better. Start building up the content that you have available on your website to start sharing with people.
Right. And I think, you know, one thing that people don't always realize is if you are on those social media channels and, you know, you're thinking, I want to market our school and our program, it doesn't always have to be your own content that you're putting out there that helps market you. It's sharing valuable information to the people who would find your school appealing. So you don't have to be now cranking out all sorts of content. You can be sharing other people's content, and that also helps market your school because you're now seen as a great resource for the people who want that information.
Absolutely.
So in terms of just general marketing efforts, what do you think a school could do to stand out in a positive way?
Well, I think it's important to highlight what's unique about your particular school. So I'm thinking of some of our own customers at Transcript Maker, schools like Orion High School and the Texas Success Academy. Both of them, the unique thing about those schools is they offer accredited online classes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, online courses is one area that's really been taking off lately, and not every school offers that. And they've focused on offering, you know, the majority, if not all of their courses online. So that's kind of their unique thing. There's another school, Dartmoor in Washington. They really focus on providing an individualized teaching experience for students. So instead of a classroom, they get like one-on-one time with the instructors. So that's something that really sets their school apart. So it's important to think about what makes your school unique and highlight that so you can kind of stand out from the crowd.
Absolutely. Another thing that came to mind that isn't necessarily the school's direct efforts, but I would think it might also be worthwhile to be aware of what your students are posting related to your school. You know, you might not be getting tagged in any inappropriate posts, but it might just be good to kind of check out what your students are up to. You know, if they're out and about wearing your school's, you know, gear, and they're up to some unsavory things, you know, that might not be the best marketing, right? Because sometimes those things can pop up. So I would think, you know, just also educating your students about the role that they play in helping show a good positive image. And that's also, this is obviously not what this episode is about, but I think as a school, it's helpful to let your students know social media and the internet lives forever. And so, you know, it's not just about marketing our school in a positive way. It's also about putting yourself out there in a positive light so that, you know, future colleges or employers don't find those things later on about you.
Absolutely. Handle with care.
Yes, all of that. Yeah, social media is a great tool in a lot of ways and also can be a slippery slope. But if we get back to the marketing efforts of a school, one of the, I think, easily overlooked areas of marketing is your school's transcripts. And obviously, we feel very passionate about transcripts and the role that they play. But how does the transcript fit into marketing in your mind?
Well, the transcript is really what your student's going to be taking to the colleges that they're applying at. And you want to make sure that your students are able to get into the college that they want to get into. And so the transcript is huge for that. The transcript needs to be well organized. It needs to be professional and attractive looking and easy to read. And, you know, can't have any typos on it or anything.
Right.
And yet it needs to be concise at the same time. And a transcript is also a great way for you to kind of brand your school with your school logo and maybe some information about your school. So all of that means you need to focus on your transcript as a tool for helping your students be successful and also helping your school be successful.
Right. And we've talked about this before that, you know, when your students are happy and your families are happy, they talk to other people about their school and their experience. And so if your students are, you know, quote unquote, successful at getting into the schools that they want to, and the transcript is an important part of that, you know, then they talk about the school. And, you know, I think students are savvy enough that if they're given a transcript that doesn't look great and they know that, you know, they're having to pass this on to a college or they're taking a look and they're going, that's not my GPA. Wait, that's not what that class was called. Or, you know, if they're able to see some of those mistakes or, you know, the printing didn't line up so well, they may not feel good about representing themselves in that way as they pass that transcript along. So again, it's helping spread the word about your school, and it's a way to look really professional. It's also about helping your students feel really good when they pass that transcript along.
So, absolutely.
So given that transcripts are obviously so important, you just touched on this, but what are some of those really best practices for a school that wants to put more focus on their transcripts as part of their marketing efforts?
Well, first, make sure you're being consistent with the transcripts that you're creating. A lot of people try to do it by hand using software like Microsoft Word or a spreadsheet maybe. Mm-hmm. And it's really easy to make typos and for the transcript to look inconsistent from student to student. And you want to make sure that they all look very similar. And that, again, they're all branded with your logo and they have all the information that the college is going to be looking for. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, it's a great idea to print. When you go to print your transcripts, use nice heavy paper. Also make sure you're certifying them with a signature. You can actually get custom embossers online. So actually you can kind of seal the transcript, make it look even a little more professional.
Wow.
You can get something custom designed for your school with your school's logo. So those are all good ideas just to add a little touch of professionalism. Cause I mean, something else to think about too is, the colleges will be seeing your transcript, whether or not they accept your students.
Right.
And word gets around. So if a lot of students are being accepted and if a college likes your transcript, you know, word is going to get around that your school is producing students and transcripts that this college finds appealing. And that's what people are going to be wanting to look for.
Right. And as you're focusing on some of these marketing efforts, both your transcript and some of the other things that we talked about, your website, your content, your social media, hopefully you're serving more students. So you're sending more transcripts out into the world, whether that's, you know, across the country, across the world. Maybe your students tend to stay more local. These schools are going to not only, like you said, see your transcripts, but they might see them again and again and again for different students. And so I can imagine being, you know, an admissions officer and, oh no, here we go. Here, you know, here's this transcript again. I'm going to find an error, or, you know, things aren't lining up. And I could see where that would be really frustrating for an admissions person. And that's not the fault of the student, but I could see where that, you know, that could impact the feelings of the admissions officer.
Yep. I think it could, for sure.
And so, oh, go ahead.
I was going to mention organization being a really critical part, not just to the transcript, but to just to running a school.
Yeah.
And that can be part of your marketing effort too. Is, I mean, traditionally it can be a real headache enrolling at a school. So anything you can do to make that process easier for students and their parents is going to make your school more attractive. And again, word is going to get around. Like, not only is this school great, provides a great educational environment for their students, but it's really easy to apply and to enroll. So that would be something to think about too. And that goes back to being organized and having systems in place that allow all of your administrative staff to work very efficiently.
And
a lot of times third party software can help help your staff work more efficiently and more effectively instead of trying to do everything by hand.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as you were talking about kind of that enrollment experience and getting started in the school, it kind of struck me that, you know, that's another potential way to market your school with your students' efforts and excitement. You know, maybe you create a hashtag about, you know, enrollment, you know, 2019, whatever your school name is, and, you know, asking your students like, hey, snap a photo as you hit send, you know, on your enrollment package and put it on, you know, Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. I think there could be really fun ways to create some student excitement and, you know, community experience and marketing efforts as you sort of go through each of these normal steps in your school's process.
Yep.
And,
that's a good point.
Yeah. And, you know, and those efforts are free. Again, I think a lot of times marketing feels big and expensive and overwhelming, and it doesn't have to be. There's lots of fun and creative ways that you can do that and that your students can be involved too. So circling back to, we've obviously had a lot of great tips for the transcript. Let's get back to specifically, how does Transcript Maker help support the marketing efforts of schools via their transcripts? You've given us best practices, and I know obviously you're following all of those, but where do you think you really stand out in terms of supporting those marketing efforts through the transcript?
Well, what Transcript Maker does is it helps you follow all those best practices almost without even trying, because it ensures that your transcripts are going to be, they're going to look similar. They're going to all have the same information on them, and they're not going to have any typos or calculation errors on them because we handle all the math for you. And we help you brand the transcript. You're able to upload your logo to Transcript Maker and have it show up on the transcript. You can even have a watermark show up. It's kind of, you know, faded behind the actual data on the transcript. So, and then with our blog, we're always posting new content there about how to market more effectively, to how to attract more students to your school. So that would be another area where, and that's completely free. You can subscribe to the blog and be getting that content in your email box every week.
Absolutely. So Transcript Maker is not only following the best practices in transcripts and what you help support the schools with, but in terms of those marketing efforts and really making sure that, you know, people can come to you, even if they don't decide to sign up for Transcript Maker, that there's a lot of great content for them to help with whatever their area of focus is, whether it is marketing or organization or whatever it might be. You all give them a lot of fantastic content.
Yep. The goal is to just help schools. So we're here to help you. And we're always happy to get email questions. We even have a phone number. If you have questions, you can call. And we're always happy to share our knowledge.
Right. And I think, again, it goes back to that example or idea of helping people and supporting people. And that's where those marketing efforts can really be rooted in, is how can you best support, again, not just your customers, but people who have questions related to your particular topic or area of expertise.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Matt. Lots of great information on helping schools market themselves via online efforts, social media, their transcripts. Anything else you want to share with us today before we wrap up?
Just take action. You know, it's easy to keep listening and reading about reading these tips, but until you take action, nothing's going to happen. So take action today.
Yeah, definitely. And it can start small. You know, it doesn't have to be everything at once. It can be one small step, but like you said, you get started and you go for it. Thanks so much. Now that you've heard lots of different ways to market your school, don't be overwhelmed. Pick one and get started. Small steps can make a big impact. And if you want more information about Transcript Maker and more tips from marketing to organization to your homeschooling or private school efforts, don't forget to join our mailing list. And if you're not yet using Transcript Maker and you'd like to try us out, we offer a 14-day free trial.